What's good for one is good for all. That was the philosophy that led to the formation a few years ago of the Kintin Regional Alliance. It's an economic partnership organization formed between Fulton, Hickman, and Carlisle counties in Kentucky and Lake Obion and Weakley counties in Tennessee. KTRA was designed to focus on promoting the region's shared assets and building infrastructure. Joining me today is Holly Holt, KTRA's new executive director. Thanks for coming all the way to the studios.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to be here.
So KTRA, it's a regional alliance, it's a cross-state alliance, and you are in charge of it. So tell me, what do you see as your role for the alliance?
Well, the alliance is a six-county partnership incorporated across state lines in rural northwest Tennessee and rural southwest Kentucky. Players involved are Lake, Obion, and Weakley counties, which are all in Tennessee, and Carlisle, Fulton, and Hickman counties in Kentucky. And what our goal is, we were formed out of a specific need to address pressing issues such as extreme high unemployment, poverty, infrastructure improvements and development, and population loss. So my goal is to rally these six counties together in an effort to promote ourselves as an economic engine and gear ourselves as being ready for new job growth and development.
And I understand that one of the reasons that Kintin was formed was because the judge executives in the Kentucky counties and the county mayors in Tennessee realized that there were similarities between their areas, that even though they were across state lines, they were also similar economically and similar in population. So could you speak a little bit about what you think are the things that tie these two regions together?
Sure, that is correct. The KTR focused on the shared assets of these counties of the Mississippi River. There are also three river ports located in these six counties, as well as the future Interstate 69. They all have rail access, and each county has something to offer to the regional partnership. So yes, they've all seen unemployment numbers grow. They're all very rural communities with some extent of limited resources, and regionalism is a really hot topic right now in all aspects of growth, but especially in economic development. And some of these counties, while working together, thought that forming a state across the state line partnership would be even more beneficial. And it's really been a great opportunity to get some exposure to the counties because they are working across state lines, and that's just something that, to our knowledge, has not been done anywhere in the United States.
So you're saying that a regional partnership like Kintin is not something that we're seeing anywhere else? Why then see it in a rural set of counties in Kentucky and Tennessee?
Well, I think a lot of times people are out for their own good. I mean, states, you know, are competing each and every day to get industry. But when it comes down to it, we all pull in employment, employees from other areas. And when you look at the Northwest Tennessee and Southwest Kentucky area, you see when you look at employment by different industries that they're coming from all of those counties. So we all have to look at each other's job force and see where those educated and those career people are coming from, and they're coming from all those different areas. So we all pull from one another to make our rates look better.
And I understand that Kintin can't be completely responsible for bringing in new industry. You have to work with these other counties, but I believe that your focus is hopefully in the future going to be on tying it together through grants and tying it together through opportunities that do build partnerships. Could you explain a little bit of what you think could be the future for Kintin?
Well, of course, at the current moment, we are funded by a grant through HUD, and we hope to continue that funding. Right now, we're in the process of applying for a 501c3 status, and that will make us a nonprofit organization. And once we do that, we will be geared and ready for additional funding that we might not be eligible for if we did not apply for that funding. So currently we do have a USDA grant, and we hope that we can continue with grant opportunities like that once we're a nonprofit status.
And are there ways that you can also take a complete evaluation of the resources and use that to help market the area?
Yes, exactly. One of the first steps that we're going to be doing, and we've been speaking with consultants on this, is having a marketing plan, a strategic plan. Items that we are geared for and what type of industry and jobs we need to be looking for, and then to have action plans. That's the most important piece to me. We can all day, people can tell us what we need to be doing, but taking it that step further and having actual action plans that we can follow through, that's going to be our priority. So we're in the process of getting some bids on that. Hopefully we'll have that completed sometime in late spring, and then this regional alliance, can get to work on those things to better these counties and to be closer to where we want to be.
Are you worried at all, because it is six counties that you're focusing on, are you worried at all of falling into focusing on one over another, or not being able to help one? I know Fulton County, for example, in Kentucky, has an extremely high unemployment rate, and it's actually the highest in the state of Kentucky and pretty high compared to the other counties in KTRA as well. So is it a concern that, you know, one county is going to draw in all your resources?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm actually from Fulton County. I currently live in Weakley County, but I've got roots in Fulton County, so that really makes my heart be on both sides of the state line there. So I think that's really good. But Fulton County does have the highest employment at 16.7% in August, and there is a struggle there. But I do work carefully with each of the economic developers in each of those counties to better us as a region. And as I mentioned earlier, those job counts, when you're looking at population and ready workers, that comes from a region, that comes from an area. It doesn't come from one specific county. So what's good for one county is good for the other.
Mm. And as you're developing marketing strategies, you're developing a better idea of what grants you might be able to seek for the future, is there anything that's on the horizon economically that's a good outlook that you think, oh, well, this is in the next few years going to maybe be changing the focus of our region, or changing the status that we're saying, high unemployment rate,
sure,
and population,
sure,
laws.
I am a firm believer in I-69 coming in through these counties is going to be a major game player in economic development and job growth, as well as ports, the ports of Cates Landing that is going to happen in Lake County. Those are going to be really big driving issues for industry development, for job growth, and for companies coming and landing in one of these six counties.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that's going to impact jobs specifically in the area?
Well, I definitely think it's going to help our unemployment numbers. I mean, there's a lot of work that has to be done between now and us seeing that, but we could not be more fortunate that those types of things are happening in a rural community, because unfortunately, location, you can't change your location. But with these great things happening, it can make a difference in what we're trying to do with having interstate access, as well as, this port, which will allow many, many ships to come in and barges to come in. And hopefully there will be a distribution hub for a lot of larger companies there amongst all of this.
Mm-hmm. And are there any other concerns that you can think of for a rural region that play into what your job is going to be?
Well, one of the issues that has come to the forefront in the past few weeks is broadband internet. That seems to be something that companies do struggle with in these rural communities. There are some businesses that do all of their business online, and their infrastructure that is currently in place does not support everything. In fact, I just talked to a business last week that actually most of what they do is online. And they have employees that are geographically separated, three in the United States, one that is overseas, and they share documents and information, and they struggle with that each and every day because of the lack of sufficient bandwidth. So that's one thing that we're working on. Broadband internet is an infrastructure, just like roads, just like runways at the airport, just like our rivers, that needs to be addressed. And that's something that I think is maybe falling short of where it needs to be. So I'm hoping that with the partnership of these six counties, that's something that we can look at.